With the dog days of summer here, it's another busy weekend at Tanglewood, the Berkshire summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. For an update on what's on the schedule, WAMC's Alan Shartok spoke with BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe.
Here we are with Mark Volpe, Managing Director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and one of the great guys I know. Hey, Mark, what time do you get up in the morning?
It depends. It depends on what time I go to bed.
Yeah, well, I do know.
One of the pleasures of Tanglewood is going out with artists after performances. I would say, you know, pleasure most of the time. And we do that quite a bit here in entertaining folks. And then, depending on what I have in the morning, I can sometimes sleep to 6:30. I know you're up probably.
Gosh. No, I literally am up at 2:30 every morning.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
You're going to work.
Well, I get up, I do a little exercise, I go to work and all like that.
Your show is at 9, our show is at 8 in the evening, so.
So my question is, when you say you go out with the performing artists, where do you go?
Sometimes we're on our campus. You know, we have various places where we have food available, and once in a while, you know, we'll go into Lenox or into Stockbridge or occasionally up to Great Barrington, and once in a while into Pittsfield. We kind of spread it around, but you know, this is not a late, you know, I mean, our artists are used to New York where, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning you can get Chinese, you can get Italian, you can get whatever you want.
That's
Boston doesn't work that way. Boston's a little bit more like the Berkshires, so sometimes you have to ask, you know, for the kitchen to stay. If you bring enough people with you, they're so inclined.
They're willing to take the money. I was going to ask you a question. What is it that you believe that you should not do before you play a musical instrument? I say that because I was just very hungry. I've been up a long time, and I just had a pretzel, the tiny little ones filled with peanut butter. And, you know, the problem would be it could get stuck in your throat while you were talking. So do you have any rules on, as a clarinet player of some distinction back in the old days, of what not to do before you?
Yeah, that was the last century. But I think what you don't eat is a big meal. It's like when your mother would say before going swimming, don't eat too much. And that actually applies to most instruments as well. Most artists don't eat. They'll eat something. Occasionally, you'll see, especially the Europeans, well, at intermission, it's not just one or two. I've seen this with probably more than a dozen. Well, eat dark chocolate and bananas. That seems to be, you know, occasionally soup, but they never eat big meals. And then afterwards, you know, the rules change.
Wow. You know, speaking of Boston, which is where you spend a good deal of your year, you know, one time we went into
the non-Tanglewood period, actually.
Yeah, one time we went into a Chinese restaurant and they brought out a tray of lobster and I ate it and it stuck in my throat. And I was literally dying. It was over. And I got up and I was walking out of the restaurant sort of glazed. And all of a sudden I felt somebody's arms wrap around me and push up. And it was Roselle, my wife, and she saved my life.
Wow.
Well, that's not what's so important about the story. The thing came running out, came out of my mouth. But then nobody looked up in the whole restaurant, number one. Number two, I got a lot of mail after telling this story on the air. And Roselle got mail saying, "What'd you do that for?"
So, I'm not commenting.
Okay. So
I'm glad you're still here, Alan.
Let's go.
Listen. We had Yo-Yo Ma save the life of a dog. This past
week. I saw that. Tell that story really quickly because it was a great story.
One of my closest friends. We were music. Partners in Baltimore. He was music director in Baltimore when I was there as general manager, and Yo-Yo was one of our great friends and went on tours with us. And so he's known David for 40 years. I've known David for 40 years, and David loves dogs. And David brought his dog to the Berkshires not on the grounds of Tanglewood, but to experience the Berkshires. And the dog got alarmed by a fire, you know, alarm, and went running out the door and got lost in Lenox. And we hadn't, my daughter and my other people, we had a whole search party looking, and no one found it. And then Yo-Yo, in front of 14,000 people on Sunday afternoon, made a plea for people to you know, especially those who were staying in Lenox or living in Lenox, to look for this dog. And lo and behold, a young woman heard about it from various people who were at the concert and found the dog. So I just told Yo-Yo's downstairs right now. I just told Yo-Yo that I just got a call from a woman who said her husband left the back door 3 years ago, and next time he's on stage at Tanglewood, would he care to make an announcement so people could wonder? Anyhow, enough on that.
Well, that's right.
Leave me for about 8 seconds.
And the name of the dog, of course,
was... he considered the source and said, oh, no way.
The name of the dog, of course, was Carlito. And the scribe of the Boston Symphony, Clarence Fanto, wrote a really wonderful story on the front page of the Eagle about it. Also, what Yo-Yo said was, you know, I've never done this before, and I'm never doing it again.
Which, well, we're getting
great
requests, so
which I think
I have
is
to
great.
Say, you know, and it. Age of cynicism, you know, it was really refreshing.
Yes,
everyone, the wolf's got it, the coyote got it, you know, young puppy, 4 months old, confused, whatever, and no hope, and lo and behold, you know, there's hope. And people,
right.
And all these good Samaritans, you know, came out. There were dozens of people on the street, you know, looking for this dog, and obviously a happy ending.
Oh, that is great. And when the young lady found him, he was sitting in the middle of the street, apparently.
I have a theory, my theory is the dog got scared out of its mind with the went
siren
to hide. I mean, my when our we had a dog for 18 years, and when the dog got scared, it would hide, and even in our, you know, we sort of knew our own house, but it would take us 20 minutes to find the dog. And I think the dog had been fed right before the alarm went off, and probably got hungry. Puppy, you know, 3 hours later is hungry and wanders out, and you know, thank God. The dog hid in a good place.
That's great. Now, Mark, we have some work to do here. You're going to tell us a little bit about what's happening at Tanglewood this week, starting
today. Well, if you like violin, we have three of the greatest violinists in the world this weekend, starting on Friday with Gil Shaham, playing with his good friend Ms. Weilerstein, a Brahms double. And then the next night, Nikolai Zider comes and plays a Brahms violin concerto. And then one of Tanglewood's favorites comes every year, Josh Bell, and sells, you know, a gazillion tickets. Josh is playing the Mendelssohn Concerto on Sunday, which also features the Schubert Symphony. On Saturday, we're playing Beethoven 7th, one of the great symphonies ever written. And then on Friday, we're also playing The Rite of Spring, which is one of, you know, the signature pieces of Stravinsky and one of the great, great showcases for an orchestra. So it's a great weekend loaded with blockbuster programming. And concurrent with that, for the folks who like a little bit more esoteric repertoire, we have the Festival of Contemporary Music. So there's something for everybody.
So
and the next weekend, we have John Williams and a film night, and encourage people that those things tend to sell out, and so I would encourage people, if you want to, I think we still have lawn seats available. And then since I'm on public radio on Sunday night, a week from this Sunday, we have one of my favorite guys, David Sedaris. We have him at Symphony Hall almost every year, and he's great personality and great character, and has all these, he's obviously selling books. Just has a new book out, and it's going to come and read some of it to our Tanglewood audience.
Wow. So,
have you ever met David, by the way?
I don't believe I've ever met him. I met all the others. You know, Garrison Keillor came here and sat with me one day, and he wanted to know what books I had written, and I said, Strengthening the Wisconsin Legislature, and he laughed. But,
He lives, I mean, I shouldn't ask. I mean, he lives a few houses away from the governor of Minnesota, so he is politically knowledgeable. He's pretty active in Minnesota.
And he's very, very bright. I mean, he is really great.
He's definitely bright.
I love his columns in the paper. The Berkshire Eagle runs them.
Well, and on your radio show.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he does his almanac every day. You know,
he pronounces it almanac.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
And I said that to him. So I said, wait a second. Why? He said, any questions? I said, yeah, how come you pronounce it almanac? And he said to me, you mean it isn't almanac?
He's from the Midwest.
As if nobody had ever said that to him before. That's really great.
Well, I'll tell you one quick Garrison story, because we worked on a project together in Minnesota back in my Minnesota days. And it was the Young Lutheran's Guide to the Orchestra. You know, you're in Minnesota. I don't think it quite work as well. Berkshire's, but and the premise is you have this daughter who wants to marry a musician, and different instruments attract different types of personalities. And so it starts out, and one of the horn players there, I think, was on his fifth or sixth or seventh marriage. We sort of, after a while, you kind of lose count. And it started with the horn, you know, and that was revealed, and the orchestra, two concerts, Disney was capturing this on live. He had a Disney contract for television, not just his NPR radio world, and the orchestra was laughing so hard we had to stop the concert. I mean, one of the few, sometimes you stop the concert because it falls apart, and that rarely happens. But this time, we had to take a 2-minute break for the orchestra to get out of their system. Of course, our horn player stormed off stage, but that was probably why they were having a good time. But that was one of my favorite moments with Garrison. So
dear Mr.
Vogt, I think he misses Tanglewood. This was always his favorite place, and this is the first summer in more than 15 years. But he's trying to retire. He's
ridiculous.
Deal with a few issues.
Ridiculous. Guys like that should never be allowed
never
to
retire.
Not you, not
yeah.
him,
he's
not you.
Back.
But most of all, not me. Wonderful talking to you. I always miss our conversations. I have to go 5 or 6 days without another conversation. So thank you.
Always have fun with you, Alan.
WAMC's Alan Shartok speaking with Boston Symphony Orchestra Managing Director Mark Volpe.